Let's go have a conversation about the American domination of the Europeans at the Ryder Cup over the weekend across Lake Michigan at Whistling Straits. Bill Hobson from Michigan Golf Live, the radio version, which is heard Saturday mornings during the golf season on most of these huge radio network stations, and the TV version seen on Bally Sports Detroit. Check your local listings. He is standing by in the Meyer guest line. Welcome back, Billy.
Pretty good day to be an American golf fan, my friend.
Wow. I was there Saturday, and I know we were at the K Club, and I've been down to the Ryder Cup in Louisville. And this one had more patriotism, more energy. It was a special day on Saturday. You watched it on Sunday, Bill. Friday's domination, start to finish, they were in total control.
Yeah, it was a clinic that the Americans put on. And Patrick Cantlay on Sunday morning had said to the team, I want 20 points. We want to set a new record, because the Americans were stinging a little bit from what had happened in Paris 2 years ago when they got thumped with 18.5 points. And the young guns on this team, who were not in Paris, they were not part of that team, somehow got the message to take it personally and kind of ran up the score a little bit. I mean, they didn't quite get to 20, but they did set the new record. It came all the way down to that final match. And felt so good for Captain Stricker. Seems like just a wonderful guy. I've had the chance to talk to him maybe two or three times over his career. And for him to be able to do that in his home state, as he said afterwards, this is my major. He never won a major, and he was tearing up, and he's like, this was my major. And it just was a storybook script that played out beyond what anybody thought it could.
Bill Hobson from Michigan Golf Live, one of our PGA and LPGA Tour insiders, joining us on the Meyer guest line. And with this young team, this could be a run in a Ryder Cups every 2 years. Could this be a 4 or 5 Ryder Cup run with the U.S. dominating?
Well, there's very much the potential for that. This was a changing of the guard. You know, Stricker could have easily chosen, Phil to be on the team. I mean, after all, Phil won a major. And instead, he went younger. And when Dustin Johnson is the oldest guy playing on your team, you've got a pretty young team. So here's DJ coming out as the elder statesman, so to speak. And he goes 5-0. You can't do any better than that. He has Morikawa along with him and continues the rapid development of that young guy into a superstar. You see Cantlay, who's a cold-blooded killer. You see Scottie Scheffler, who most people couldn't pick out of a lineup, comes out and takes down the number one player in the world, although in defense of Rahm, he had to be a little tired from carrying the team the first 2 days. It was just there were no misfires. Everything that Stricker did, was spot on. It worked out across the board. He was smart to keep DeChambeau only in the four ball and not play him an alternate shot, because who do you pair him up with? And it worked. And it worked all the way through the weekend. It was a master stroke of management, coupled with some really good playing by the Americans.
Yeah, the way they were just sticking it on Sunday, and you're right, they knew they had it pretty much in the bag early Sunday morning, if not after Saturday. I know there was some hope with what Lowry did on 18 right in front of me, but the Americans showed their dominance. I had no idea why people were picking the Europeans. I think it's just based on past performance, and it's good to see America get the Ryder Cup back. Bill Hobson, Michigan Golf Live, one of our PGA and LPGA Tour insiders, joining us on the Meyer guest line. Billy, thank you so much for all the golf insight, and we'll talk soon.
Hey, man, there's still a good few weeks of golf left before we have to think about cold weather. So get out there and enjoy it, folks. Today's a great example. It's just spectacular out there.
Oh, my gosh, yeah, low 80s. We'll talk to you soon, Billy.
All right, see ya.